Welcome to today's edition of Moments of Grace. Today's devotion cast is designed to give you a glimpse into God's Word that will challenge, comfort, and bless you. Moments of Grace is a daily devotional ministry of Grace Mode, located in Pueblo, Colorado, and featuring our host, Reverend Al Daigle.
Welcome back to Moments of Grace. This is Pastor Al Daigle, and today we're getting back into Nehemiah chapter 8. Yesterday, we saw that Ezra, the priest, who was also a scribe, got in front of the people on a large platform made specifically for him to share the message of the law of God, that is, to read from the Torah. We also took note that the people stood to listen because they were in awe of what they were hearing, and they were showing great respect. On top of that, when they read distinctly from the book of the law and gave the sense and helped them to understand, we know that the people were serious both about sharing the truth of the message that God had for the people of Israel and receiving the message, and I believe that they were 100% ready to let God use His word to change their lives. We pick this up here in verse 9 of chapter 8, and we see that Nehemiah also was involved. For in verse 9, we see that Nehemiah, who was the governor, Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites, said to all the people, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law." My wife Eloise and I had some discussion about weeping just a couple of days ago, and she noted that there is some scientific evidence that points to two different kinds of tears. The chemical makeup of tears of sadness is somewhat different than the chemical makeup of tears of joy. This is something I certainly do not understand. I believe that our Creator made us so that our emotions are powerful. The physical part of our existence exists because our Creator made us the way we are. By the way, many of these people had come back from captivity, and their assignment, their God-given opportunity of service, was to rebuild the wall, which would lead to rebuilding the city, which eventually would lead to rebuilding the temple. Oh, what joy was in their hearts when they started to realize that the law was being read to them so that they could know and understand what God had in store for Israel. In this verse, we note that the people wept when they heard the words of the law. And I believe that there were both kinds of tears being shed. I know from experience, when I find that God has a blessing for me, or when I see something happen that is obviously the hand of God drawing people to Himself, there are times when my eyes fill with tears, tears of joy. There are also times when things go wrong, and the tears that come to my eyes in those circumstances are not tears of joy, they are tears of shock and pain. I don't like those kinds of tears very much, but I believe that when the law was given to these people, both kinds of tears were shed. The joyful tears, knowing that they were now finally being fed spiritually, and that the Word of God comes not only with warnings, but with promises. The other tears that were being shed were there for a similar reason, only for these, the tears of sorrow were shed because they realized that as the law of God was being read to them, they, their spirits, felt the condemnation of the failure of their fathers and themselves for not obeying the law. You see, not obeying the law is what got the people of Israel into captivity, for they disobeyed in a variety of ways, both in immoral behavior and idolatry and the worship of false gods. They brought to themselves the judgment of God, and some of the tears that flowed were tears of remorse, confession, and then tears of joy could come because the Word of God also brings forgiveness. It's that way with us as well, and for this reason, I love bringing you the Word of God with all of its power, whether it condemns you and me of our sin or demonstrates to you and me that our sins can be forgiven and that Jesus, the once-for-all sacrifice, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, has made it possible for us to joyfully receive the gift of salvation. Nehemiah and the rest told the people that this was a holy day, and even though there were tears, we know that one day God will wipe away all tears. But on the joy of this holy day, Nehemiah, Ezra, and the Levites told the people, "Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy to the Lord. Do not sorrow," and listen to this, "for the joy of the Lord is your strength." And sure enough, the people went their way to eat and drink and to send portions and rejoice greatly because they understood the words that were declared to them. Moments of Grace is here to declare these same words to you, the same principles, not to make you sad, but to allow you the privilege of rejoicing in knowing that the Word of God opens the door of your heart to the gift of salvation that God has made possible and offers to all who will call on the name of the Lord to be saved. Praise the Lord for His goodness, and yes, the joy of the Lord should be our strength. It can be if you know Jesus. There will be more tomorrow in this short series, but for now my time is gone. So until tomorrow, this is Pastor Al Daigle saying, keep looking up.
Thank you for listening to Moments of Grace. We hope that today's word will inspire and enrich your life. We welcome your correspondence, including prayer requests, comments, and support. You can find us on the web at gracemode.org, and our mailing address is Grace Mode at 2216 West Street in Pueblo, Colorado, 81003. And our email address is onegracemode@gmail.com.